Lasting Media.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hi, it's Glozell. Is you okay? Because I'm not. I'm suddenly single, financially struggling, and learning how to live my life as a single mom. It's time for me to glow up. Join me on this journey as I learn life lessons from my incredibly successful friends who teach me how to glow up. From Lasting Media, it's Glowing Up with me, Glozell Green. This is Glozell. Is you okay? Because I'm not. Oh my goodness. Actually, I'm feeling pretty good because I'm with the amazing, and this is someone I've stalked for years now, Carney Wilson. Thank you so much for being on my show.
I'm happy to be here, Glozell.
Oh my goodness. Where do I start?
First of all, I saw you. Okay, I know you're going to ask me questions and stuff, but I need to tell you where I saw you. The first time I saw you was doing the cinnamon challenge. Okay, this was a while ago, right? Yes. How many years ago was that?
Five. At least five.
Okay, at least 5 years ago. I'm not kidding you. I think it changed my life. That was one of the funniest things. I could not believe that anybody would even do that. And you have this comedic natural talent that is just you. That's your gift, I think.
Oh, thank you.
So I couldn't believe that. It blew my mind. And I wound up saying to everybody, have you seen the cinnamon challenge? Have you seen the cinnamon challenge? Glozell, Glozell. Then I saw you at the mall.
I didn't think you remembered.
Oh, yeah. My daughter Lola goes, Mom, that's the woman from the cinnamon challenge. She has the green lipstick.
I did not think you remembered.
Oh, yeah, of course I did.
Because then I tweeted you. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I just saw Carney Wilson at the mall.
I know.
And the next thing I know, I'm like, I see messages from you. I'm like, every time I'm like, oh, my goodness. Because yeah. I just love you so much. Oh. Even walking in your house, because I've met a lot of people. I've been to the White House. I've done a lot. But when I came here, I kind of felt like I could let my guard down. And I'm just like, oh, Carney, you've been so nice. Because I've reached out to you and I'm like, look, I gotta leave. I don't know where I'm going. Do you know of any guest house? You responded, you know? Like, mm-hmm. a lot of people don't respond when, mm-hmm. one, you don't overly know me, and two, when it seems like, oh, she's crazy. Things are going chaotic in our life. And I just want to say, I just really appreciate you just acknowledging, like, okay, it's going to be all right. It's okay. Just responding. Because there's people that I know.
Right.
And there's family members that I know that ghost said nothing.
Yeah.
And
right,
we're family now. There you go.
Oh,
she fed me cheesecake. So
I know I feed everybody that walks through my door. Are you kidding me? That's a natural thing. Started with my grandmother doing the same thing. But you know, I know what it's like to. I mean, I'm 51, and I started a professional career at 18, and in those years, I can't even add up those years. Mm-hmm. It's a long time. I've been through so much, and I know what it's like to be like completely down and feeling hopeless and not knowing what your direction is,
right.
to picking yourself up and, you know, just changing your life. So really it's about change, which people are scared of. People are scared of change.
I literally have to change because, I mean, I had to move. That's a new place. And, and you know, the goal wasn't to do 12 IVFs and be single mom. Like, you know, that wasn't the goal.
Right.
So here I am and I find that. And I have talked about this a lot, but this is the first time I'm feeling emotional. And I don't know if it's like you or just the warmth of your house, but I feel like, oh, she's just been so nice. And I loved her so long. And I just feel like I let my guard down and I just appreciate you so much.
Oh, hon.
Or is it the cheesecake?
Okay, all right.
Was it the cheesecake?
I know, it could be. There's something in there. There's a magic potion in there. It's called love. Love and
love bites.
Yes. Love bites. Yeah. That's why it's love bites, because it's made with love. And, you know, I don't know. I it's weird because Hollywood and interviews and all that stuff, it's almost like in its own category, but there's a wall, and very rarely we can do interviews and and let that guard down. And I've done that. I've done that in many forms. I mean, going on like Howard Stern, for instance, he pokes and he prods and he tries to get you to be vulnerable through manipulation and through, almost insults. And it's interesting. And in challenges, he loves to challenge people. What you're doing with this podcast and your vulnerability and opening up is going to wind up, that's the opposite of people, but in a good way. You're challenging people in a good way. Because here's how I feel. When you break down your own shit and you open up your heart, you're almost challenging yourself for what's next. I'm an open vessel. So what's next? Right?
Right.
And when you're in an interview like this, I mean, hopefully you're going to get something out of it. I'm going to get something out of it. It's interesting timing because I'm in a very, very precarious position myself right now in my life. There's a lot going on.
Really? Because people look at you like, oh, your family's famous, you famous, you know, your house is gorgeous, you got your husband, your kids and everything. And you're like, what could possibly be going on with you?
Oh. Well, I'm somebody that's in the entertainment business. Let's start there.
Yeah.
What is solid or consistent about that? I've had lots of careers and I have my hands in my tentacles in different projects, and I always have, and some pan out and some don't. My eggs are in a basket right now that I've built a company called Love Bites by Carney that is doing amazing things. But we are a startup and we have our challenges and we have our beautiful, beautiful things that are in place right now. And I mean, you know, soon you'll be able to get it at stores. I can't talk about which ones yet, but it's still a startup. So we've got challenges, and my 15 years have been devoted to baking and recipes and this vision, you know, and we have a massive company. So there's a lot of eggs in that basket. And I'm raising two kids. I got a 14-year-old and a 10-year-old. And I got to pay for private school. Honey. I don't have to pay for private school. Right. I choose to pay for private school. And I have a lifestyle. But I always can't keep up with that lifestyle. So
really? There's
that perception of the Hollywood and, you know, the money we make. I get a job, I lose a job. I get a job, I don't get a job. I'm a voiceover artist. I used to be voiceover for Safeway, for, you know, Vons and Blockbuster and Tide. I don't have those campaigns right now. So it's feast or famine in this world. People don't get that.
People don't get that. And I get a lot of things for free. So you see me like, oh, she's at this hotel. She's at that restaurant. I'm like, that doesn't pay the bills, but it looks like really like, wow, if I could just be like her. I just want you to know, like, those things are great. But seeing a picture on your Instagram or whatever, that's not your whole life.
No, you know? That's right. It's not.
It's not your whole life. So
I mean, you know, you try to be open because I just go like, what's the point of being public? What's the point of being on Instagram, showing your life and your world? At the end of the day, I have always had one thing that I've done, and it's been my mission in life, and that is to help people. Whatever vessel that comes through, that's music, that's, you know, television, it's hosting, it's when I go on the talk and I talk about my experiences and how they relate to the topic of the day, what I've been through, you know, showing up at school and volunteering and, you know, baking desserts for my daughter's school play. You know, all the work I do is minus voiceovers. That's just to get a paycheck. Let's get real. You know what I mean? Like, you know, get chicken for $3.99 a pound is not really, I don't know what heart there is in there, but you know, it's called, you know, I need to pay the bills.
That's right.
But it's like everything I do, there's the common, you know, denominator, and that is connection with people. What else can I say?
I believe you. You are genuine because, like I said, when I just reached out, just let you know what's going on in my life, I'm like, you reach back.
Yeah. I mean, even though I didn't have a guest house.
No,
right. You know what I mean?
But you spoke to me. It wasn't like, oh, well, you know, just stepping over me, go on.
Like blow it off. No.
Right. Like I existed. She kept with conversation. And then I'm like, I'm going to ask her if she wouldn't mind being on Glowing Up. Sure. Here we go. Let's go. I'm like,
I like that Glowing Up. I think that's great because aren't we all trying to just do that? You know? It's all lessons. It's just lessons. You know?
And can I say, I saw you on the talk like several times. I really thought that you were going to be sitting there.
Yeah, me too.
I thought that's what the whole thing was about.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think a lot of people did, yeah.
So, and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you guys.
I know.
That's the way I...
Here's my thought around that because I get probably asked every time I walk out my door. I go to Target, I go to the market, I go wherever I'm going. Somebody's approaching me. When are you going to be on the talk permanently? You know, right. And the truth is that they've had me back for 9 years. I've been co-hosting for 9 years, more than anybody ever has there on that show. So I figure the blessing has been mine. Mm-hmm. I have been there for 9 years. Nobody else has been there for 9 years. So they keep having me back. If it's less 1 year, if you know, it goes in flows, right. You know, it goes in spurts. Mm-hmm. So I know they'll have me back. They always will. And whether I'm meant to be in that seat permanently one day, because I have to replace someone, they're not going to add someone. If I'm meant to be there, I will.
Oh, your own show.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Your own show.
Yeah. There's always that. There's always
it's
that.
It's the Carney and Glozell show.
Here to inspire women. Well, let me tell you something. I would jump on that like because a fly on shit.
We don't need everybody else. There's just me.
As long as there's that common denominator, you know, of just open vessel, open heart, help people. Let's make the world a better place because it's a scary time right now and people feel really uneasy.
Right.
You know, we got to find our solidarity. We got to find our strengths.
And there's great people in Hollywood. Like, you don't know who it is until you're down. Because, I mean, everything has been great in my life. And then all of a sudden, it just, the bottom fell out. And I have a very positive attitude. And I'm like, someone was saying today, how in the world are you still standing upright with all the stuff that's being thrown at you? But look at me. This is where I am. I'm talking to Carney Wilson. You know? Like,
do you think that's faith? Do you think it's faith?
1,000%.
Yeah. It's faith. Some faith.
And I didn't have to rely on my faith until now.
Yeah.
Because if things are going well, you don't, you know, you, that's how it is. But when you're like, I don't see how I'm going to make it. I don't know how I'm going to leave, you know, and pay for this and pay for that. I don't know how. Then my car was stolen and my cards are stolen and just like, okay, and court dates and custody. Like, how am I supposed to do all that? Yeah. But you know, you hold on for one more day. I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, right.
Since that song has come out, that has been an anthem.
That song.
I mean, the words, like, that is deep. Like,
it's powerful. It's really
powerful. It stands the test of time.
I know.
And I'm not even joking.
I know. I mean, whew. This is a...
I know that there is pain, but you hold on for one more day.
Yeah.
You break free from the chains. Are you serious?
I know.
That is D-E-E.
Well, it's, you know, it's funny because it's our 30-year anniversary.
No.
February 27th. I don't know when this airs.
What? What? You believe?
What?
I'm freaking out.
That's weird.
She totally just said the date out of her mind.
That's really weird. Okay, so that's when this episode... is airing.
That's when I start. That's when my episodes start dropping on February 27th.
Oh my God. So you start on, okay, so February 27th is when Hold On was released, and that's a 30-year.
Oh my.
That's chills right there.
I
that's
can't
great.
Believe that.
That's great. Well, there's a little faith for you. I'm a big believer. See, you have to understand. Here's what I believe. When you hit a rock bottom, you better have faith because the only way to go is up. If you look at it like there's a valley, right? You're at the bottom of the valley. You're not going to stay in that valley because at the bottom is too damn uncomfortable.
Right.
So you're either going to pick yourself up and you're going to move up. So from rock bottom times is when I believe people grow the most. So when I hit a rock bottom in my life, I've had two major rock bottoms. One was when I was 310 pounds and I was feeling, I had sleep apnea and the doctor said, you're going to die, you're not going to reach 40. So I had to make a big change and I had a gastric bypass. It helped me lose 150 pounds, blah, 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 right? That was my first rock bottom, eye-opening realization. And I got a lot of faith then. The second one was when I got sober. I was going to drive off a cliff on Coldwater Canyon. I was like, I can't do this anymore. I can't stop drinking. And that was after I lost all that weight. I didn't know who the hell I was. And I had financial security. I was married to a great man, but I couldn't stop drinking and deal with my feelings inside about, I don't know who I was, what I wanted. I just was uncomfortable in my shell. And that was a rock bottom. And I almost said, you know, it might be easier just to drive off the cliff because I cannot put the drink down. And so it was my higher power. That's what it was. So I got sober and I haven't had a drink in 15 years. And that's a miracle.
Yes, it is.
Because Lord knows I want martinis, joints. I want I want everything. I want Valium. I want it all. I'm an alcoholic. I'm a drug addict and an alcoholic. So I had to get sober to save my life my marriage. 2 weeks after I got sober, I got pregnant.
Get out of here.
So that was like God going, okay, you're doing this for yourself. You're taking care of yourself. I'm going to bless you with the biggest blessing of all, a baby. So I was able to get pregnant. Actually, I just looked at his dick. We didn't even have sex because I'm so fertile. I'm so goddamn fertile.
Must be nice.
I'm so damn. I know. Oh gosh. That's a whole other story there. I got it. But anyway, I ramble on. But you know, it's like the rock bottoms, you know, it's like it forces you to take care of yourself, you know? We got to take care of ourselves.
This helps to be around people who have hit rock bottom because you're so inspirational. I'm like, I'm getting it. There would have been a time where I'm like, okay, because I don't do drugs or whatever. I didn't have to lose all that much weight. But like, I'm here. I'm hearing it. I get it.
Everybody has that. It's all relative to your own thing.
That's right.
But you're there. And
I am there. I'm in it. You know? And I'm like I said to my mom, I'm like, you know, I got to go. She's like, well, maybe you can just be nicer. Like she's from the school, like you just stay and you work. And I'm like, I'd rather die. She's like, you know.
But what does she mean? Like she thought you should be a nicer person to people?
Yeah,
what?
No, to the situation, to and stay.
Oh,
and
oh,
like,
I see.
I'm like, no, I have to go. And
that was your gut though.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm going to die here. Cause you know, just being just not happy.
Right.
You know, just put it lightly. And it's like, oh, well, you know, just pray about it. And just like, well, no, I did. And it's time to go.
Yes, yes. That was, you know, we have to listen to our inner voice.
Right.
And also, sometimes we are in our own denial and we don't know it. And sometimes the people around us, it's almost like we have to differentiate. When do we listen to the people around us?
Preach, woman.
You know, if everybody's saying the same thing, well, you might want to open your eyes.
All right.
But if there's one person, you know, saying one thing, another person, so at some point you have to rely on yourself and God. So I had to find my own God, my own power that's greater than me, because my ego's big, my will is big, and things get in the way because of that. And sometimes I have to get right sized. I got to get right sized, and that's called humility, and it's called being humble, and you know, admit when you're wrong and when you're vulnerable and when you need help.
God, I just love her so much.
But, you know, I talked about how, like, I feel like it's funny. I had an astrologer.
Oh.
My mom had an astrologer write a report when I was two years old.
Get out.
And the astrologer and the report was like this old man. He's not with us anymore. Mm-hmm. But it was like a 20-page report. And the first thing he said was, Carney was put on this earth to help people.
Mm.
Isn't that crazy? So I know that you've been through so much, right?
Yes.
In your life.
All at once is phew.
Right. Uh-huh. So I guess, how can I help you hold on?
Oh.
Clozel.
You really have. And my producer here, Josh, like I've talked to him when like the police have come and blah, blah, blah. Like I was not emotional. I've been a rock. Like for some reason here, right now, today with you, I feel like
vulnerable.
Yeah, and I feel safe here. Mm. I just feel love here. I'm telling you, y'all gotta get this cheesecakes. You gotta get the cheesecakes.
Listen to me, God damn it. I lemon cream pie made me cry one time.
Really?
That's how crazy I am. Pie actually made me cry. I want
pie,
you to know
that's a song.
That
pie made
good.
Me cry.
I appreciate that. You know, but I think really what it is getting answers. You know, everybody wants answers and we're all impatient.
Right.
You know, we're all so damn impatient. That immediate satisfaction, that gratification that we all crave, we want it really quickly. And I think ultimately everybody just wants to feel secure. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, we have to grow up.
We
have to be on our own.
We got
to
grow up. We got to glow up. And,
you know,
a lot is hitting me right now, and I have to take care of myself. I have to take care of the Ozell. I don't have to. I want to. This is, and I'm learning that.
You have a child.
Yes, and I just thank you for just being so positive and sharing your story, sharing your music, sharing your love, sharing your cheesecake, your spiritual cheesecake. If you want to cry, if you want to feel love.
If you want to levitate.
I mean, to another level, love bites, okay? But
I want to put things into action. You know, it's like action is what's important.
I want to work with you. I feel like you need a show.
I do need a show.
I'll be your
good.
Which is like the Hearthstone and the, what's the other the chick that's off to the
sidekick?
Side. Yes.
No,
you know, I would be your Egg McMahon.
I'll be your sidekick.
Yeah, I'll be your Egg McMahon because you are kicking some really great knowledge and we've experienced a lot. We're both moms and I adore you.
But you know, I adore you. But you know what I want to say? It's like after this, I think it's like putting a plan in your world step by step and baby steps so that in 6 months from now, mm-hmm. you and I can get back together and say, what changes did we make in the last 6 months that helped us move forward? And then compare our lives in 6 months.
All right. You heard it you know, there.
I mean, that I think is, because then we're putting our money where our mouth is.
That's right.
You know what I mean? We're saying we got to help
accountable.
Right. Accountable. That's Ooh. Right. We have to help ourselves, and doing this and being open is helping other people. So people that are listening out there, they're saying, oh my gosh, I'm going to make that decision finally that I was wanting to make, you know.
I love that you're talking about helping other people because I'm like, I need help myself. But you know, you're right. This is helping other people, you know, and it's not just about me because other people are going through these things also. And what changes, should I make now? Starting right now, I'm open to your suggestions.
Right. Well, I mean...
I thought you were saying right, like right.
Oh, no, you're right. I mean, it's like, but that's the thing. You have to ask yourself what I mean, this is my suggestion mm-hmm. to you is
yes.
how do you hold on? Okay, well, we can clench our fists and white knuckle this and hang on by a thread, or we can let go a little bit. That's where number one has to be faith. When you have faith, you let go. Because you're turning it over to something and someone, right?
Amen, sister.
So you're letting that go, right?
Yes.
It doesn't mean you know the results.
True.
It doesn't mean you know the outcome.
That's right.
But the first step is to let go. So prayer is big.
Yes.
We know that. I believe in getting on your knees. That's what I do. I get on my knees every day. Mm-hmm. I thank God for my life, my sobriety, my children. And I ask God to lead me in a direction that he would have me to, you know, carry out his will. Sometimes I don't know what his will is for me.
That's right.
You know, because when something I'm counting on doesn't work out, I get really pissed off. and I go, wait a minute, God, what's up with that?
Right.
You know, well, hindsight.
Right.
Look at the hindsight. Something bigger and better was around the corner. Mm-hmm. But I can't give up my hope. My mother always says, you never know what's around the corner. And she says it like that. And it's annoying because I'm like, why are you so cheery when you say that? You know, I just lost a deal. Why are you so cheery? But the truth is that you have to believe that something else is possible.
Yes.
You know, so I don't want you to leave today thinking that all your money problems are going to be solved, because all my money problems aren't going to be solved right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to make baby steps and see. Like, you know that commercial that's always playing where that guy goes, you got to see it to believe it,
yes.
or believe it to see it. They had it reversed, you know? And then, you know, that thing, I don't know what the commercial is, but I keep thinking, well, really, is that true? It's got to be both. You got to believe it to see it, and you got to see it to believe it. We got to do this in tandem.
That's right.
You know?
Oh, my goodness, the inspirational Carney Wilson. And where can we find you? What's your social handles?
Right. Well, I'm not huge on like Twitter, but it's Carney Wilson at Carney Wilson. But I do love Instagram because
yes.
I love sharing pictures. And I'll follow you if you follow me. So,
Aww.
You know, Carney68, I guess. Carney68 is my Instagram.
Okay, Carney68.
Yeah,
and make sure that you be on the lookout for Love Bites.
Yeah, and Love Bites by Carney. Mm-hmm. We're on Instagram too. And go to the website because we ship all over nationwide as well. And
all right.
and even Dry Bar, the Dry Bar where you get your hair blown dry. Mm-hmm. All my cookies are in every Dry Bar in the country. Yeah.
It's good.
Those little lemon shortbread cookies are all Love Bites. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's cool.
She is sharing the love. I mean, literally, she is sharing the love. I love you.
I love you. We can do it.
All right. 6 months. You heard it.
Yep.
Okay. We're going to be checking back in.
That's right.
Over and out. Love you. Hold on, y'all. Oh my goodness, I had a great time. I know you did too. Glowing Up is executive produced by my friend, Josh Skinner, John Fender, Jason Barrett, and me, Glozell Green. I'm a producer. It's edited and produced by Jonas Litton. Thanks again for listening to my little podcast. If you'd like to hear my latest episode of Glowing Up, you can visit our website at glowingup.show, or you can subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. And I want you to leave your ratings and reviews so I know what you're really thinking. I want to hear from you. Yes, you. You right there. Leave a review. All right. Over and out.